This is Susie Thorpe. Cambridge 105
Radio. Now, very delighted to have in the studio right now is Nikki Massey, Lead Counsellor for Health and Wellbeing at the Abbey Ward. Good afternoon.
Hello, hi.
Very nice to have you here. And I've got to say, I did see you on Facebook. I did see you protesting a very important issue this week at 10 Downing Street. Can you just give us a little sort of some knowledge on why you were there at 10 Downing Street this week on Monday?
I've been invited actually by the Fields Nursery, which is in Abbey Ward, to join them with the protest with all the other seven other maintained nursery schools within Cambridge who have been represented. Either the head teachers were going, like Ricky Waldo from the Fields was attending, but also some of the staff and all the others. And it was just to say that we need more security when it comes to nursery school funding. They had managed in the last week to get an announcement of, I think it's an extra $24 million towards maintained nursery schools, but that only goes up to 2020, and there's no security about funding after that.
So, Nikki, can you explain a little bit about maintained nursery schools? Can you just give us some sort of idea of what is a maintained nursery school?
Yeah. Maintained nursery schools, they're run by the local authorities, and it's for 2, 3 and 4 year olds, and they support some of the most disadvantaged children, and they offer the highest quality of education care in our education system.
Thank you very much. So you went along on Monday. You were given permission to go into 10 Downing Street. Did you have to get permission?
There is a story. So the APPG for nursery schools set up the meeting, which was within Westminster Hall, where people could lobby their MPs. That was unprecedentedly packed full of people. And so our team couldn't get anywhere near it. So they sat outside and we waited to hear what had happened. And then there was a small delegation of 5 people who then went into 10 Downing Street to hand in the letter that was being signed by all the nursery schools. 200 nursery schools have signed the letter to say that we need
more
security. Across the country.
Across the UK, right. So
I think there's 400 maintained nursery schools. Every single local authority are having real bad pressures put back on them in regards to funding for nursery education and education full stop. To the extent that Birmingham, for instance, that they're talking about selling off their maintained nurseries into a private. Salford, the Salford Five, they're also having real bad problems and looking into moving their schools into maybe primary schools, but equally they're still going to have the same funding problems. So it's something that's happening across the UK. And the reason that I went along, as I say, was because the Fields Nursery in Abbey Ward invited me to join with them and be an extra voice and an extra placard holder.
Oh, well done, indeed.
It was a really lovely day. We walked from Green Park. There was about 10 of us, I think, from Cambridge. And we walked from Green Park holding our banners. So we did a bit of a longer march than the rest of us that went from Westminster and Parliament Square down to 10 Downing Street. We went from Green Park down to 10 Downing Street.
And just a question, how if they continue to reduce the amount of funding going into maintained, how will that affect the schools? As you said, it will afford...
The schools will close. Yeah, they'll have to close.
And more pressure then on the ones that are staying open.
There won't be any maintained. If the pressures continue, there won't be any maintained nursery schools, and it'll be private nurseries only, which they don't have the same kind of rules and regulations as the maintained nursery schools on, and in addition are under their own funding crisis in any case. So the whole education system really is in an utter crisis point right now.
And so you went along on Monday. Do you feel that protests are useful? Do you think they serve their moment?
I think they definitely do. It certainly gets you noticed. We weren't the only protest in Parliament on Monday, and apparently there's a protest going on nearly every day for different reasons. There was a taxi driver protest. We had three political prisoners protest. There was an anti-Brexit, pro-Brexit, Save Our Post Office, and us. There were 6 protests happening at the same time.
So every day they have
apparently
a protest.
So.
Wow. So you felt that you had, well, it sounds like you fully felt as if you'd made some sort of effort and some sort of stance here. And did you say that to you felt that it was working? Do you think that online protest is as good as actually going physically into 10 Downing Street?
I think both needs to happen.
Mm.
In order to actually get people to notice.
Yeah. And have you done protests before?
I have many times, yes.
Oh, you sound like a very, very interesting lady. What were your other protests?
My most recent one, alongside other colleagues, we were protesting for the anti-racism. It was an anti-racism march when the EDL were here protesting themselves for pro-Tommy Robinson. We were the anti-campaigning. We led a march of about 1,000 people, I think it was reported.
And how many were on Monday? How many did you have?
200 to 300.
Wow.
There was quite a lot.
That is a lot.
We were at the back. We were quite lucky, actually. We were at the back, which meant that by the time that the whole march had done a loop, we ended up outside 10 Downing Street, outside the gate. So because we were at the back, we were at the front.
Yes.
Which was quite good.
Yeah, that's true. So you said that it was really busy to get into the Houses of Parliament, so that's
Absolutely.
Why you did a step back and then you went in.
Yeah.
So you had the advantage of actually going into 10 Downing Street, as you say, being the last.
Well, we didn't get to go in, sadly, but we were right by the gate.
Yeah.
And there was the small delegation that did go in to hand the letter. Mm. However, Theresa May was not there because she was in Parliament.
Mm. And from doing all those protests and handing in the signatures, so that's what you did, do you get any feedback from that after you've done a protest?
The APPG should feedback to us to tell us what will go on afterwards.
Right.
There was an enormous amount of MPs who came to support, including our own MP, Daniel Zeichner.
Mm.
So we're hoping that with every MP's voice all saying the same thing, that will go somewhere to get guaranteed funding.
So we were looking at the budget announcement today, Hammond, which was comforting because you'd brought something out. What were you saying that you were really keen to see that they had done something for? What was the funding that you had pointed out?
A few bits there that I was pleased to see. The free sanitary products in schools in England next year was about time.
Mm.
100 million for police to tackle knife crime. I think that's the least they can do. There's 100 million is probably tip of the iceberg is what's needed, because it's not just police response is what's needed to tackle knife crime, but we do need to invest more in our police services for sure.
Yeah. But the free sanitary products in schools is definitely the way forward, isn't it? That's something that
I think sanitary products need to be free everywhere, full stop.
Exactly. I'm just crazy that it's never been done that before.
That no one's thought about it. Everybody's thought that you don't need to have these products. That's just something that, you know,
that we just live with.
Yeah, you choose to use the products, therefore you can pay for them.
Yeah, it is. So this is great. So the way forward now then is you're going to keep on protesting.
We will keep on protesting.
Yeah.
There is a general feeling of anger in regards to school funding, full stop, whether it's secondary colleges, whether it's primary school, whether it's nurseries. There is a general feeling of real severe anger.
Mm.
And indeed, we did have one of our local head teachers from St Matthew's Primary School in the Guardian paper recently.
Yes, that's right. You said Tony Davis. What was he saying in the Guardian?
For St Matthew's School,
yes.
Their budget's going to be cut by £60,000. And so, I mean, schools are already making some very tough decisions. Quite a lot of schools are deciding not to have a deputy head teacher so that they don't have to spend the money. I did read in the paper that one teacher says that she cleans her own toilets in order to so they don't have to have cleaning staff.
And she's on the till as well, isn't she, in the canteen too?
Yeah.
It's sad, isn't it? It's very sad and really worrying. And of course, the people that are going to be affected by this are the children.
Exactly. And then we start to talk about, well, how come we're seeing an increase in knife crime and youth antisocial behaviour? And it's no wonder.
Yeah, absolutely. So what's your next protest then, Nikki? What are you next up for? What do we need to get allowed? What do we need to find out about?
What do we need to find out about? Well, I think the school funding is going to be ongoing, and I'm the lead for community safety as well. So knife crime and county lines and drug taking is something that I'm very, very concerned about, and something that we know that we're doing an awful lot for, but we just don't have the funding. Not since youth services have been cut since 2010. So we don't have any youth centres anymore, our community centres, and we wonder why our youth are resulting in knife crime.
I know, it is a shocker, actually, isn't it, how all these things have been cut, and we worry about that. Yeah, you're absolutely right, Nikki. Well, Nikki, I'm very impressed with what you do, and keep on doing it, and I hope we can all get involved as well. Nikki Massey, lead counsellor from the Abbey Health and Wellbeing from the Abbey Ward, is that right?
Yes.
Very lovely to have you. Thank you very
Thank
much
you.
For coming in today.